Friends, first chapter we have taken the review, overview of the investment management. Second chapter we have taken the overview of debt securities. Now let us talk something about the bank and bank deposits. Very easy to understand, not much complicated like the debt instruments. Because, and you might have experienced also this banks and banks deposits with the banks. Okay, so this is very easy to understand, but my only intention here is the how the banking that came into existence, what are the regulations for the banks, who is permitted to accept the deposit as a bank, what is the structure of rate of interest, how much you can keep with the bank, whether your money will be secured or not. All answers to all these questions will be delivered in our discussion in this chapter 3, which is investment in bank deposit. For better understanding, this chapter is structured in a manner in which you can understand it thoroughly about regulatory framework as well as different type of banking companies which are accepting the deposit from customers, different types of bank deposits that is offered by the banks, then demand deposit, time deposit or term deposit, and various other schemes of the government which are implemented through the banks, like National Pension Scheme, etc. Okay, so to start with, let us try to understand from where the banking came into. Banking is the industry and it is evolved since the ancient times, and now we are digital technology world. That movement from ancient times till the technology advancement and even the customers to the bank or investor in the bank, they are much civilized nowadays. Okay, so their choice is very, very important from the banking perspective. Now, mode of acceptance of the deposit has also been changed from physical cast and forms to electronic transfer of funds instead of submitting the document. Banks are no more selling their own products but making optimum utilization of its resources for the cross-selling of third-party products also, such as mutual fund, insurance, depository services. During this phase of transformation from ancient to nowadays, that is digital technology world, there are various types of banks, such as payment bank, small finance banks, have also emerged recently, and this is posing a serious threat or serious challenge to the existing and established the banks by offering more interest and on the their deposits from the customers. Customers have a full choice about the investing with the established players at the lower interest rate or have faith in the new babies, that is payment bank and small finance banks, and accept the higher rate of interest. Even though the customers has multiple options to invest in different kind of deposits, different kind of assets class with different banks, okay, even they can opt for multi-banking. Right? So banks today are very important part of everybody's life, because they are the part of the payment mechanism of the economy of the country, and still it is viewed as a safe and a convenient mechanism in the public view. Now these banks which are established nowadays, they have got the regulatory framework. These banks are well regulated, and regulatory authority is Reserve Bank of India, that is called as, which is called as Central Bank of India, that is Central Bank in terms of Reserve Bank of India Act 1939 and Banking Regulation Act 1949. These two acts are implemented through the Reserve Bank of India and giving the guiding principles to these banks. The objective of the Reserve Bank of India is to regulate the issue of the banknotes and keeping the reserve for the country with a view of securing the monetary stability in India and generally to operate currency and the credit system of the country for its advantage. RBI plays a very important role to ensure the safety and soundness of the banking system and maintain the financial stability and the public confidence in the system. One of the best things that is done for the depositor by the RBI is establishment of Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation of India to ensure the deposits made by the customer up to rupees 5 lakhs per constituent account with Scheduled Commercial Bank and the cooperative banks. It is secured one. The Banking Regulation Act 1949 was enacted to provide suitable framework regarding the banking companies. Under this regulation, for doing the banking business, Reserve Bank of India is permitted under Section 22 to provide the license and put the restriction on the shareholding, directorship of the bank, voting right, and other aspects. Foreign bank is also regulated by Banking Regulation Act 1949. This act also empowers the Reserve Bank of India to issue a direction for regulating the terms and condition of accepting the deposits, providing the loans and advances, and also other related matters. Rate of interest to be paid by the banks on this deposit placed with them is also regulated from time to time as per the direction issued by the Reserve Bank of India. The rate of interest may be either it is fixed rate or it may be either floating rate. The maximum rate of interest on the same deposit will be determined for the various period and also special category of the deposits, like the bank employee, senior citizen, NRIs. This is also guidelines have been issued by the Reserve Bank of India. Section 45(7)(4)(ZC) and Section 45(ZE) of the Banking Regulation Act 1949 provides the nomination facility also to the bank depositors for the money which is placed by them into the bank. And this is extended to the safe custody deposit lockers and safe deposit lockers. The facility, which is extra facility provided by the banking organizations. With this brief about the banks, now let us understand a little bit about different types of the bank and the banking companies which are accepting the deposits from the customers or general public. If you look at the chart here or picture here, on the top of it there is a Reserve Bank of India, which is a central bank of the country. Further, it is divided into two parts, that is scheduled commercial banks and scheduled cooperative banks. Clear bifurcation. Under the scheduled commercial banks, which banks falls? One is a public sector banks, that is all nationalized banks. Then private sector banks, which consist of all old and new private sector banks. Then foreign banks, who has opened their offices and branches in India. And next one is RRBs, that is regional rural banks. This is coming under the scheduled commercial banks. Okay, scheduled commercial bank. Scheduled cooperative bank consists of rural cooperative banks and urban cooperative banks. Okay, and the directions are also bifurcated to issue them for their operational structure. Now, scheduled banks, when we call it as, what is this schedule? Scheduled bank means, it is nothing but the names of these banks are included in the second schedule of Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. Okay, these are called as the scheduled banks. Commercial bank are promoted to earn, as the name indicates, the profit from the banking business. Profit from the banking business. While the cooperative bank is established for the benefit of members. Their aim is to not to make the profit. But anyhow, for day-to-day operations, they have also to earn something. Therefore, their role of the cooperative bank is for the benefit of members. And commercial bank is operating for earning the profit from the banking business. Now, these scheduled commercial banks, as I said, this comprises of public sector banks, which includes State Bank of India and other nationalized banks, and the India Post Payment Bank, that is Post Office Bank. Okay. In these banks, government owns 51% ownership of the public sector banks. 51% government stake is there in this scheduled commercial bank. Private banks includes old private sector banks like Karur Vysya Bank, South Indian Bank, etc. And new one which is born since 1990, that is Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank. These are the new private sector banks. Foreign banks are incorporated abroad, but they have got the license from the Reserve Bank of India for opening the branches in India. These banks consist of banks like Citibank, Standard Chartered, HSBC, Deutsche Bank, etc. And the rural bank, regional rural banks, these are established to serve the rural people within a district tri-support. District tri-support, that is sponsor commercial bank, central government and the state government. These three have sponsored this bank to support, to serve the rural population. These are called regional rural banks. After the financial sector reforms in 1990, entry of new generation banks has transformed the way the deposits are accepted from the public with the use of high-end technology. Otherwise, everyone has to go to the bank, fill up the form, and then deposit the cash and then get the certificate. Now, everything is happening online due to high-end technology. And this is started by the new private sector banks. The technology disruption, which is created by the fintech companies, is further supporting the transformation of the way of accepting the deposit. Some of the techno companies also have been permitted by the Reserve Bank of India to convert themselves into payment banks to penetrate the banking services in the nook and corner of the country just by using the technology. Likewise, there are microfinance institutions. They have also been permitted to establish a small finance bank which can accept the small deposit as well as make a small loans to the population, rural population. Having understood the banks and their networks and types of banks, now let us talk a little bit about the different type of bank deposits. Different type of bank deposits. We are into investment management. So, what we are looking to the banks from the investor's point of view. Therefore, bank deposits, whenever we are depositing, it is our investment into the bank. Okay. According to Banking Regulation Act 1949, banking means accepting for the purpose of lending or investment of the deposit of money from the public, repayable on demand or otherwise, and withdrawable by check or order or otherwise, or draft, pay order, or RTGS or NEFT. That is banking, right? In short, the bank deposits are accepted from the public, repayable on demand or repayable otherwise means of maturity, and withdrawable by the check, draft, order, or otherwise. Let us now understand what are the demand deposits, time or term deposits that matures after the fixed term and the payment system that is used for accepting and repayment of the money. Okay? These demand deposits are also called as a demand liabilities. Demand deposits are also called as demand liabilities. And term deposits are also called as term liabilities or time liabilities. If we understand that, then one can say that deposit accounts can be opened in the name of one or more individuals. Joint account can be operated in the different mode of operation, such as jointly operation, either or survivor, former or survivor, latter or survivor, or any one of the survivors. This is the method by means of which joint accounts can be operated. Now let us understand a little bit more about the demand deposits. Demand deposits means the deposits which is received by the bank, which is withdrawable on demand at any point of time. It is withdrawable on demand at any point of time when the banks are functioning or working. The demand deposits accepted by the bank from the customers or public and repayable as and when required by the customer, that is on demand. Customer can open saving bank account or a current deposit account as a demand deposit. Okay. Now let us understand more about the demand deposits. There are different types of demand deposits. Number one, savings bank deposit account. The savings bank deposit account that everybody is aware of. Usually this is opened by the individual who wish to save part of their earning and meet their future needs as well as earn the interest on the amount which they have deposited into that account. As the customer is allowed to withdraw anytime, bank pays less interest on the saving bank account in comparison to the term deposits. So interest is calculated on daily balance method basis and paid either quarterly, some banks are paying, or half yearly mostly in the month of September and March. Some banks also pay the interest quarterly, and nowadays some banks are paying monthly interest also. So different bank offers different interest rates on savings bank deposit. For example, Kotak Mahindra Bank, they offer 6% on the amount deposited in the Kotak savings account above certain amount. Some banks pay monthly interest, for example, IDFC First Bank. If this is the scenario of savings bank, then what are the features and benefits of the saving bank? First, savings account allow salaried individuals to save for the future using their regular monthly net income if they put the deposit into this account. Whatever amount is deposited, they earn the interest over the deposit. There is no limit as such to how long an individual can hold the savings account, indefinite period, as long as he is alive. Then this account has been provided with the internet banking facilities. Internet banking facilities, which facilitate account holder to check their balances, initiate the funds transfer, request for the checkbook, get the detailed description of their money in and out of their account. So the customer can make purchase from their savings account either by using their credit card, debit card, or online on merchant website. If the customer does not wish to go through the hassle of maintaining the minimum balance, they can opt for zero balance savings account also. That facility is also provided by some banks. In the saving bank account, customer can park their short-term funds, short-term savings. In addition to that, it can enroll in the public provident fund scheme through their savings account. No limit to the amount and number of deposits and withdrawals a customer can make. So certain charges for heavy withdrawals and heavy deposits may be charged by some banks. What are the facilities which are provided to the savings bank account holder? One is, by using the savings bank deposit account, customer can make the bill payment, recharge their mobile phones, make the DTH on top of it. It makes the fund transfer through NEFT, RTGS to or IMPS facilities through some other account also or to somebody. Make withdrawal from the ATM card across the country, not at one location. ATM deposits also permitted at any bank branch holding the account, and the account holder can purchase goods online through the internet banking facilities. Some banks are also offering the reward points for every transactions, and these reward points can be redeemed in the form of vouchers, movie tickets, travel tickets, etc. You can pay the electricity bill through the e-banking facility. Through the savings bank account, the customer can pay their EMI, clear their credit dues, avail the attractive loan schemes at low interest rates, check the detailed mini statement of money flowing into and out from his account. So these are unlimited facilities provided to the savings bank account holder by banks. Now, to open this account, what are the documents required to open the savings bank account? One is a proof of identity. Proof of identity consists of passport, voter's ID, or Aadhaar card. Right? Then proof of address, which consists of passport, driving license, or Aadhaar card. PAN card copy is very much required, and two passport size photographs. With this, any bank can open savings bank account. Depending upon the requirement and choice of the customers, bank have developed their product to offer to the customers different types of savings bank account. These type of accounts consist of regular savings account, salary savings account, senior citizen savings account, children or minor savings account, women savings account. These are the types, different types. These are products under the savings bank. They are, many banks are offering. This is one type of account, that is savings bank account, we have checked, we have seen. Another type of account is current deposit account. Another type of account is current deposit account. Current account means a form of demand deposit where from the withdrawals are allowed any number of times depending upon the balance in the account or up to a particular agreed amount, and shall also be deemed to include other deposit accounts which are neither saving deposit nor term deposits. So typically current account is a business account because no interest is paid on it. Some banks are paying, but actually it is not payable. Current deposit accounts are opened by the businessman to carry out day-to-day business transactions. So there is no, a kind of deposit that remain will bank. Business required all of a sudden to withdraw whole sum by keeping minimum balance. under the circumstances, banks are not preferred to provide them even a savings rate of interest. So no rate of interest will be provided to the current account holders. Individuals can also open the current deposit account if he is into the business. They don't have any restriction on transactions, but no interest is paid, as I said. So the balance is in the current account. Okay. Proceeds of the loans and advances are routed through this current account. Customer can deposit third party checks endorsed to them in the current account. Your current account holder, if they want to pay the service charges depending upon number of transactions and a minimum balance maintenance in the account, because there is a high turnover in the account, bank may charge the service charges for frequently withdrawing the funds. Like savings bank, nomination facility is also available to the current account holder. Applicants are required to fill up a form which is prescribed under the Banking Companies Nomination Rule 1985.